5. Last time we were together, we went down to the river, the boys and I, wading. In the rocks, they saw a yellow striped snake with a silverfish crossways in its mouth. Just another one of the beautiful terrors of nature, how one thing can turn into another without warning. When I open my mouth, some people hear snakes slide out, whispering to poison my son's lives. They fear I'll turn them into queers, into women, a quick reverse of uterine fate. It took only that original slightest touch of Y, of androgen, to alter them from girls. The fear I've crossed over into some capable power, and I will take my children with me. My body a snaky rope with its twirl, loop, spin, falling escape, falling altered woman to man and back again, animal to human. And what are the implications for the political system of boy children who watched me like a magic trick, like I had a key to the locked room mystery? Will they lose all respect for national boundaries, their father, science, or private property? In Joan's picture of that day, in black, white, gray, gleaming, we three are clambered onto a fist of rock, edge of the river. You can't see the signs that say, danger, no wading, or the water weeds, mud, ruck of bleached shells from animal feasting, the slimy trails of periwinkle snails. We are sweaty, smiling in the sun, clinging to keep our balance, glinting like silver fishes caught in the mouth of the moment. And finally, 6. I could have been mentally ill or committed adultery, yet not been judged unfit, or criminal but feminine, prostitution passing bad checks, or criminally unnatural with women and escaped, but only if I'd repented and pretended like Susan S., who became a convincing fiction. Rented a 2-bedroom poolside apartment, nice, on Country Club Road, sang in the choir at Trinity, got the kids into Scouts, arranged her job to walk them to school in the morning, meet them at 3 p.m., a respected, well-dressed, professional woman with several advanced degrees and correct answers for the psychiatrist who would declare her normal in the ordinary sense of the word. No boyfriend for cover, but her impersonation tricked the court. In 6 months, she got the children back. Custody, it's a prison term, isn't it? Someone being guarded. I did none of that. In the end, my children visit me as I am. But I didn't write this story until now, when they are too old for either law or father to seize or prevent from hearing my words, or from watching as I advance in the scandalous ancient way of women, our assault on enemies, walking forward, skirts lifted, to show the silent mouth, the terrible power, our secret.